Time prophecies of Daniel. Sister White says it's an increase of knowledge concerning the Sunday law. But Daniel 10:1 tells us that the premier focus of their understanding, the thing that they will understand the most clearly, is Daniel's last vision. It's not an accident that the last six verses of Daniel 11 is where we find the warning in verse 41 and verse 40 of Daniel 11 that the next thing to happen is a Sunday law. This is in agreement with what Sister White said the information would be about, but this is also in agreement with the illustration that Daniel sets forth here in chapter 10, because it's information that is designed by God to awaken people in a Laodicean condition, awakening them to their need to fully remove every idol in their life, because probation is about to close. And should they do that, should they understand the last vision of Daniel correctly, this knowledge about the Sunday law, if they understand that correctly, they will follow on and be those that give the clarifying pronouncement about the great controversy between Christ and Satan for the world to understand. There'll be those that stand during the shaking while others flee, because they will be those that have the genuine revelation of Jesus Christ in their heart and their mind. Brothers and sisters, from this point on in the study of what shall befall thy people, and we have a few more strokes to put on this presentation, it must be recognized that the vision that is identified as the truth that is understood by those that give the final vindication of God's character during the time of trouble is the information found in Daniel's last vision. The information found in the last six verses of Daniel 11, because brothers and sisters, that information was also sealed. Now, I don't have any proof text for that, that verse 40 to 45 of Daniel 11 was sealed, but what I can tell you is this. The sealing of the book in Daniel 12 that is mentioned by the heavenly being that Daniel's commanded to seal up and close the words, it isn't anything that Daniel did. The sealing was just announcing that that information had been sealed through history. No one recognized it through the ages until those prophecies were fulfilled, and then they were unsealed. They were unsealed through the providence of history, and they were sealed by the fact that the history hadn't arrived yet. And the